Hello, everyone. I'm Christine Anderson, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hi.
And we are with Colonial Chemical, and today we are going to discuss formulation number 1053, and this is the palm-free conditioner bar. And we've talked about some conditioner bars, but this one has one of our palm-free ingredients.
Yes, that's kind of the big seller on this one, is that it's entirely palm-free and also quat-free.
Okay. So this one is just a conditioner bar, so you don't have the bottle. You can reduce waste. It kind of goes along with like that package-free trend that's really popular.
Yes, the whole waterless movement to make products more eco-conscious. Yeah, mainly because you can reduce plastic waste since it doesn't need the bottle.
And this one is a really simple formulation. It just requires some heating.
Yes, it's really easy to put together. It's just done in one vessel. So once you heat to about 60 to 65, you'll have a liquid, and then that can be hot poured into the molds, and then you just let it cool and solidify.
So our product in here is the Steramidyl Propyl Dimethylamine, which is a really common product in conditioners.
So this is the palm free. So the steric source is not palm.
Okay.
Soy based.
Okay.
So that is the primary conditioning aid in the formula. And then that in combination with the brassica alcohol, which is, you know, the palm free fatty alcohol that we're using.
Okay.
You get really nice conditioning. But then we also include some cocoa butter and some grapeseed oils so that you can get more pay out from the bar.
Could you swap the grapeseed oil with a different oil, or the cocoa butter with something else, or are those two ingredients needed?
The oil, for sure, I think you could change it out pretty freely. The butters, I think, have probably different melting points.
Okay.
So there's kind of a balance there to get the right amount of payout. If you have too much butter, you get a kind of a residue film on the hair. If you
Gross.
Have too much oil, it leaves you greasy. So you can definitely change those out how you want. You just have to see how it affects that payout.
And the brassica alcohol that you mentioned, I've not seen you use that before. So that is a palm-free alcohol.
Yeah, we're usually using like the cetearyl alcohol in our conditioner formulas. So this is kind of the palm-free vegan alternative.
Okay. So this one's kind of cool because you could, I mean, conditioner doesn't really lather, but you could get kind of a lather in your hands, or you can just kind of swipe it on your hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just get it under the water, work it into a lather. You can then just sweep the bar through your hair and then work it through by hand. Or like you said, just lather it up in your hands first and then add it.
And then a lot of people like a fragrance-heavy conditioner because, you know, it's the last thing you put on your hair before you get out. Could this hold more fragrance if you want? Because it only has 0.5 in it.
Definitely. Definitely it could. I would take that probably out of the oil if you wanted to increase it.
And then these are really cool because I've always used shaving cream, but a lot of people use conditioner or conditioner bars as a shaving butter.
Yeah, I've used this as a shaving bar and I really like it actually.
Yeah, I'll have to try to do that. I've always heard it was like cheaper to get conditioner than actual shaving cream.
Oh yeah, probably.
Yeah. So, okay. So after you make this, how long does it take to cool? Do you need to put it in a refrigerator, or do you just leave it out at room temperature?
No, you don't have to put it in the refrigerator. It'll solidify just fine at room temp. It really doesn't take that long, a few hours. I usually leave them in the mold overnight. It doesn't actually take that long.
So this is a really good conditioner because it doesn't have buildup. I know a lot of people don't want to condition their hair, or they go like every other shower conditioning their hair because it just, you get kind of like a product buildup. Does this have that effect?
This is actually really good for not building up on the hair, but you still get really good wet comb reduction. I actually used one of these this morning because I ran out of my regular conditioner and I just happened to have one sitting in the shower. And it always surprises me like how well it actually works because, I don't know, just being in bar form, you don't like expect it to work the same, but it really does.
And I like the bar form because sometimes you get a glob of conditioner and then it's hard to spread through your hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like with the bar, you can kind of
section
it out. Yeah, and you definitely want to keep this in a dry part of your shower.
In between the tin. Yes, yeah, for sure.
And you also mentioned that this is quat-free. Why is that a big thing for conditioners?
I think that quats are associated with, I mean, like besides buildup, they're also mm-hmm. associated with irritation. So, yeah, just being able to claim quat-free will kind of make your product stand out. So it's quat-free amine salt when it's neutralized with okay. an organic acid. So we're using the lactic acid here to do that. But you can use different acids to get different conditioning properties and emulsification.
And the Colonial S18 PF is not a liquid and it's not a powder.
It's like a solid kind of waxy flake.
So that's going to require heat.
Yes.
All right. So this is formulation number 1053. It is the Palm Free Conditioner Bar. It features our stearimidylpropyl dimethylamine, which is the Colonial S18 PF. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.